Yes, I'm there, Fernando and Tarantelli. Bella Ciao. This one's being played to celebrate the birthday of Antonio Gramsci, the Italian socialist who was jailed by Mussolini, perhaps best known for his analysis of hegemony. His birthday was on Wednesday, on the 22nd of January. He was born in 1891. Now, I apologise for this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield being a day late, because last night I was rather ill with a bad headache, although it's kind of ironic that I was under the weather last night when, if anything, I should be more under the weather literally tonight. As we're broadcasting, there's rather a gale blowing outside as I speak. Now, inspired by UKRAP's latest piece of homophobic hydrophobia about gay people allegedly being to blame for the floods and storms over Christmas, and also inspired by the spoof UKIP weather forecast. If you've not seen it floating around Facebook, look for it, it's very funny. I've decided to start naming storms after famous gay people. I think tonight, Gail, I'm going to call Hurricane Oscar after Oscar Wilde. Anyway, speaking of famous gay people, coming up, here's the sound of the Tom Robinson Band.
This song is dedicated to the World Health...
Glad to be Gay.
It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
Hey, sing if you're glad to be gay.
Yeah, sound there of the Tom Robinson Band. Sing if you're glad to be gay. Now, Siri has been in the news quite a bit lately. I mean, we've just heard warnings that people travelling to Syria and coming back are going to be under suspicion for terrorism. Oh, please. And on a more positive note, there's also the debate on whether the UK should accept refugees from Syria. Labour are pushing that we should, and even some of the Tories are considering this idea, and we agree. In fact, I think that the UK should accept all refugees from everywhere and not deport them, not lock them away in detention centres, as seems to currently be the case all too often. You may be asking, though, why the sudden change of heart when it comes to refugees from Syria? And, well, the backdrop is the talks taking place in Geneva, in which the West is touting the Syrian National Council as its favoured replacement for the Bashar al-Assad regime currently in power there. But in the words of Joseph Dahar of the Syrian Revolutionary Left Current, quoted in Socialist Worker, "Geneva is a big threat to the revolution. The Syrian National Council has zero influence with people on the ground. None of these forces want the revolution to deepen or to be victorious. In fact, most Western leaders would indeed like to move Assad out, but rather than allowing the revolution to force him out and allowing the Syrian people to take power, most Western leaders instead want to install a Yemeni-style solution where the structures of the Bashar al-Assad regime are kept in place. And also, Western powers are worried about the growth of groups affiliated to Al-Qaeda, such as the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And it is true, such groups are no friends of Syrian workers. Indeed, there are claims that the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria has shot and arrested demonstrators, or even assassinated numerous activists and some cadre of the Free Syrian Army, known for their commitment to the principles of the popular revolution. Also, sadly, it is true that the popular movement in Syria and the Free Syrian Army have become weakened over recent months, and this has led to a catastrophic humanitarian crisis there, where half the population is displaced or refugees. But, as the Socialist Worker puts it, the talks in Geneva will do nothing for these millions of ordinary Syrians. Many supported opposition to Assad in the hope of winning the demands of the revolution, freedom, equality, democracy and social justice. But Assad's ability to unleash violent repression has enabled him to stay in power. And the rise of the ISIS, that's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, and other Al-Qaeda affiliates, means the revolution faces new dangers. Indeed, Joseph pointed to the risk that the West and its allies could do a deal with Assad's regime, saying that for the West, the main threat is the Islamists. And despite the dire situation in Syria, the fight back continues. As Joseph says, there are still popular committees working in some areas, but people say we need a second revolution. The regime is still very strong, but people feel there is no alternative. They have to continue to fight. Couldn't have put it better myself. More details on the Syrian situation are in the current issue of Socialist Worker, which can still be read online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. And the next track has been requested by Tim of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre, and I'm also going to dedicate it to all people fighting against the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria.
Where there is darkness,
sound of the Dub Syndicate,
there is no dub, let them
fight the power.
Hi all, Tim here, hello to Radio Resistance. This next song is by Dub Syndicate, and it's called Fight the Power.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker newspaper. The world's richest 1% owns 65 times more than the combined wealth of the bottom 50%. And the top 85 billionaires alone have more between them than the bottom 3.5 billion people. Poverty kills millions every year through hunger, lack of drinking water and preventable diseases. And even in Britain, more and more people are going without the basics such as food and heating. Yet the wealth is there to ensure no one goes hungry. All wealth is created not by bosses, but by workers. And the wealth of the super rich is stolen from workers by exploitation. We must fight back. Western politicians and the Syrian opposition groups they support claim that talks in Geneva will solve the crisis in Syria. But Joseph Daher of the Syrian Revolutionary Left Current told Socialist Worker that the West's Yemeni-style solution will do nothing for ordinary Syrians. Instead, what is needed is a second revolution. Tenants and campaigners are stepping up their efforts against the Tories' bedroom tax, with a day of protest to mark its first anniversary. Activists from across Britain came to a Benefit Justice Federation meeting last Saturday to plan how to beat the bedroom tax 1 year on. The Independent Police Complaints Commission has apologised to Mark Duggan's family for its false claims that he shot at police before they shot him. Scotland Yard has also admitted that it was supposed to review its use of so-called hard stops in 2005, but failed to do so. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, the terrible story of the birth of a baby in the toilets of Sports Direct at Shirebrook and the appalling working conditions there. Refugees go on hunger strike in Australia's brutal Christmas Island detention centre. The revolution in Egypt is facing dark days, but is not over yet. And how Britain's SAS aided and abetted the Indian Army's massacre of Sikhs in Amritsar in 1984. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. I can buy Socialist Worker in Chesterfield on Saturdays from 11am through till 12:30pm outside of Primark. You can pick up your copy of Socialist Worker at the Socialist Workers Party Chesterfield branch meetings on Thursday nights from 7:30pm in the assembly rooms. Last but not least, you can get Socialist Worker delivered. For more details, email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
आप रेडियो रेजिस्टेंस सुन रहे हैं.
To keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a pill.
Yeah, sound of Stevie Wonder, Living for the City, a song about poverty and exploitation. And sadly, some things don't seem to change. I mean, I mentioned in the news how these super rich are getting rich by exploiting their workers. And a very good example of this is Sports Direct, whose factory is on our own doorstep in Shirebrook, run by a boss called Mike Ashley, who also owns Newcastle United Football Club, which incidentally is sponsored by the payday loan shark Wonga. Now, the Sports Direct factory at Shirebrook employs about 5,000 people, around 90% of whom are on 0 hours contracts. And as mentioned in the Socialist Worker, on New Year's Day, a woman worker gave birth to a baby in the toilets of a Sports Direct warehouse in Shirebrook, North Derbyshire. She had allegedly been refused permission to go home after reporting sick. Police confirmed they questioned the woman for neglect, but she has not been charged. Good. Indeed, if you ask me, it should be Mike Ashley and the bosses of Sports Direct who get charged if you ask me, but that's another story. Anyway, the management at Sports Direct have insisted that no one is allowed to speak about the conditions in the factory, which is hardly surprising considering what has come out. Again, quoting from the Socialist Worker, every worker is searched on leaving the plant and are sometimes asked to strip. Often the queues for these checks last for hours and employees are not paid for the time they spend waiting. Workers report bullying on the shop floor. They describe people being laid off or having their hours cut and say there is a big turnover of staff at the site. Another says there is a strike system and if you get sick you are out the door. This can be for things such as lateness. But such bullying tactics can be resisted and got rid of. The first step is to get Sports Direct unionised so workers can fight for better conditions. Indeed, Hovis workers in Wigan struck and got rid of 0 hours contracts last year. They showed it can be done. Also, there were many Polish staff at Sports Direct in Shirebrook, and workers in Poland have a proud history of solidarity, just as workers in Derbyshire do. Whatever our nationality, all workers deserve decent pay and conditions. Couldn't have put it better myself. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of the V Faction. Capitalism is good for corporations.
That won't be necessary. That's social democracy you're thinking of, baby. Economically, there won't be these extremes. There'll be efficiency. It ain't jealousy. You can't have my LP for free. And a sigh when I tell you why. Why? Market is good for the businessman. That's why you've been told socialism is bad. Corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. Yeah, the market is good for the businessman. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. Capitalism is good for corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. Yeah, I'm talking dignity in a world free of decree. Status, anxiety and greed, where we aspire to be brotherly, sisterly, neighborly. I mean citizens, not hippies, baby. Now why don't you and I try? Why? The market is good for the businessman. That's why you've been told socialism. Corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. Yeah, the market is good for the businessman. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. Capitalism is good for corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. generations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life. Yeah, the market is good for the businessman. That's why you've been told socialism is bad
all your life.
Capitalism is good for corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life.
They tell lies, they tell lies.
Corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad all your life.
Yeah, the market is good for the businessman.
That's how you've been told socialism is bad
all your life.
Capitalism is good for corporations. That's why you've been told socialism is bad. That's why you've been told socialism is bad. That's why you've been told socialism is bad
all your life.
What we have here is anti-capitalist music. At a defaction party, nobody sits down because everyone's too busy spreading the word and doing their bit. Because there are people, you, who think socialism's bad. Marx taught us the ruling ideas in any epoch are the ideas of the ruling class. He was right, comrade. Wage labour? Their idea. Boom and bust? Their idea. The waste, the inefficiency, the boring illusion of choice, all their idea. You want life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness? Join our party. Remember, capitalism's good for corporations. That's why you've been told socialism's bad all your life. Up the workers.
So there you have it. Sound there of the V faction. Capitalism is good for corporations. Now, this Thursday gone, there was a meeting of the Chesterfield Socialist Workers Party on the subject of how the Tories are wrecking education. Now, we as socialists have always believed education should be about developing children and adults as people. And yet, since the development of large-scale education in the 1870s, it has had its curriculum dictated by the ruling class and been used to educate most children only what they need to become workers and educate them to be obedient to their bosses and the system. Over the past decade or so, we have seen a ferocious attack on education, both against teachers and against students. Students have seen an increased control of the curriculum, a testing regime tied in with the league tables of schools, the taking away of VMA, hitting the poorest students the hardest, huge fees for university students who now leave uni with huge bills. And teachers, like I say, are also under attack as a result of the condemn cuts, which have led to attacks on pensions. And also there's been a move towards performance-related pay, increased bullying by management, and all this is accelerated by the increasing number of so-called academies forcing their own pay and conditions on teachers. Now, academies are semi-private schools within the so-called comprehensive sector, and academies are being forced on schools by Ofsted inspections, leading to a whole swathe of schools being defined as failing. Now, by definition, 50% of those inspected are going to be below average, and any school which is in the bottom 50% is now classed as failing and can then be forced to become an academy and bring in private companies who control the curriculum and the style of teaching. And besides, league tables are heavily flawed anyway. They don't take into account factors such as poverty, students' family issues, students' disabilities, etc., etc. Now, academies are part of the government's huge push for privatisation, but these and other attacks on education can be resisted. most parents support the recent industrial action by teachers, especially when we put forward to the arguments to parents. Because after all, if Gove gets his own way, class warrior for the capitalist class that he is, ultimately it's the kids who will suffer as education gets damaged. Now back to the music. This next track's dedicated to Jade of Chesterfield SWP. It's the sound of the Gang of Four. Return the Gift. Yeah, the sound of the Gang of Four, Return the Gift. Now, in this week's Socialist Worker, there's a really good article on Egypt, which describes in its own words how the revolution in Egypt is facing dark days as it approaches its third anniversary of the uprising. Many of the hopes that brought millions out onto the streets during the high points have not yet been realised, but the process of revolution means the situation is still full of contradictions. Much has been made in the media of how Egyptians voted for a new constitution, which entrenches the power of the military rulers there. But, as Socialist Worker points out, the low turnout of 37% means that millions of Egyptians are not won to the idea of a future shaped by army rule. Now, again, the mainstream press has also picked up on a few progressive points in the new constitution, notably the rights of women and religious minorities. Yet these were a feature of the revolution anyway. Women played a significant part in the revolution as it overthrew Mubarak, and Muslim workers helped protect Coptic Christians from attacks by the state during the revolution. In any case, on the whole, The army is pushing counter-revolution, though not always directly. It has murdered and jailed members of the Muslim Brotherhood and has gone on to arrest some of the activists of the left who are symbols of the revolution. It has used a shoot-to-kill policy on university campuses. The workers' movement will be the next to face attack. What we must remember is that the Muslim Brotherhood, under Mercy, were at first supported by the army in any case, in the hope of heading off the revolutionary wave. Many workers also looked to the Brotherhood, fair enough, hoping it could deliver reforms. But, as Socialist Worker points out, the Brotherhood pursued a pro-business, pro-army agenda that provoked resistance from below. Struggles rose in the streets, factories and on university campuses. In the 2 months before Mercy fell, protests happened at a rate of twice an hour. This pivotal moment showed the potential to radically challenge the state. It was more than a crisis of rule. Nearly 50% of the protests were over economic issues, but most of the rest were political. Now, obviously, the Egyptian establishment didn't want this to continue, so as a result, this meant that the massive demonstrations against Mercy that took place on 30th of June last year included people opposing him both from the left and the right. Also in the mix, the revolutionary socialists have played an important part in the revolution from the start and have grown significantly, but were still too small to fill the role of leading the revolution. Meanwhile, every other part of the left, notably the Stalinists and Social Democrats, were only concerned with beating the Brotherhood. So when Mercy went, they fell in behind the army. So sadly, again in the words of Socialist Worker, the revolution has also not delivered on the aspirations of the masses for bread, peace and social justice. Millions who fought have still not seen their lives improved, so demoralisation set in among the masses. And, in the immortal words of Lenin, the demoralisation of masses is the biggest danger to any revolution. Having said that, though, the army and the ruling class in Egypt is still not completely getting its own way. According again to Socialist Worker, one supporter of the military said this was because of the state's actions in recent months. He worried that instead of rebuilding the country, this process could mean another social explosion. On the day they won 98% of the votes cast, already some el-Sisi supporters were uneasy. The process of stabilising the regime is strengthening the state and its allies, but it is also creating deeper fault lines that can generate future struggles. Well, bring it on. We need the revolution in Egypt to continue. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Roy Bailey, track entitled Friends Like These.
All last week I worked and toiled, done my best without respite. Now I've put all that behind me, all my troubles out of sight. I've been waiting since last Monday just to be with you tonight, just to join my voice with yours and sing a song with all our might. Who needs fame and who needs fortune and who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these. Landlord, bring another round and now set them up in twos and threes. Come again when these are empty and we buckle at the knees. May our ears be filled with music just as we are filled with ale. May this evening never end and may our voices never fail. Who needs fame? Who needs fortune? And who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these. songs of joy and songs of sorrow, songs of love and bloody war. When we sing, we are transported down a mine or to a distant shore. Some sing high, some sing low, some sing sensitive and sweet. But when we join in the chorus, they can hear us down the street. Who needs fame? Who needs fortune? And who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these. Someday if we should part and never more to meet again, every Monday raise a glass and drink the health to absent friends. And if angels take you with them and the devil takes my soul, we'll still harmonize together, you above and me below. Who needs fame? Who needs fortune? And who needs a life of ease? We're the richest in the country when we're blessed with friends like these. Who needs fame? Who needs fortune? And who needs a life of ease? We're the richest in the country when we're blessed with friends like these.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide. A guide to entertainment, meetings and demonstrations of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. Kicking off with Monday, January the 27th. There's Voices, a play and poetry at the Donut Centre on Springbank Road from 7 p.m. This is about the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1944, and this is to commemorate Holocaust Memorial Day. The play and poetry starts at 7 p.m. with refreshments from 6:30 p.m. Then on Thursday, January the 30th, there's the Chesterfield book launch of Land and Labour, a book by socialist environmental activist Martin Empson about Marxism, ecology and human history. This will be at 7:30 p.m. in the Assembly Rooms in the Market Halls on Market Square in Chesterfield. Saturday, February the 1st, there's going to be an anti-racist gig in Chesterfield. Details to be confirmed, but for more details, phone 07423 672544. That's 07423 672544. Then on Tuesday, February the 17th, Monday, February the 17th, there's the Chesterfield UAF organising meeting. For details of the venue and time, phone again 07423 672 544. That's 07423 672 544. Moving on to Saturday, March the 8th, there's Born in 84. An event to commemorate the Great Miners' Strike of 84 to 85, bringing together music, film, drama, poetry and photography to highlight the strike and its effect on what followed. This will be held at the Winding Wheel in Chesterfield from 11 a.m. through till 10:30 p.m. Then on Saturday, March the 22nd, in central London, there's a rally and demonstration, Stand Up to Racism and Fascism, marking UN Anti-Racism Day. This is supported by the TUC, UAF, various trade unions and the Muslim Council of Britain. Assemble 11 a.m. in central London, details to be confirmed. Transport will be from Chesterfield by coach. leaving Matlock at 6:30 a.m. and Chesterfield at 7 a.m. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Which in turn means social activity, integration, provides the best education, which in turn means a better social situation.
Life is not fair, it goes hand in hand with I don't care.
People don't go to the circus anymore, cause they feel so sorry when the lion roars. But the freaks and the geeks that bought the house down are escaping from their cages to roam the streets of the town.
I don't care for the way society is so unfair.
Yeah, the sound there of the Simon Smith and the Usurpators. Societies. As for Usurpators, that was the name that the German Nazis gave to disabled people back in the 1930s when they were among the first to be herded off to the gas chambers for extermination. And speaking of Nazis and the fight against fascism, on the coming Monday, the 27th of January, I mentioned in the Red Guide the Voices play, which is on to commemorate Holocaust Memorial Day. Now, Voices is play and poetry about the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1944, when Jews who had been herded into ghettos such as the one at Warsaw by the Nazis as the first step towards extermination fought back. And I'd say it's especially worth watching, can't wait to watch it myself, to remind us what the BNP, whose leader was recently declared bankrupt, and the EDL, whose ex-leader is now in jail, actually stand for. And like I say, Voices is on the coming Monday at the Springbank Centre on Fairbank Road in Chesterfield. The play starts at 7pm with refreshments available from 6:30pm, so try to be there a bit early if possible. And back to the music, this next track's going out to everybody in Chesterfield UAF and UAF nationwide and everybody fighting against fascism internationally. It's the sound of the Manic Street Preachers, a track inspired by the Spanish Civil War against fascism back in 1936. If you tolerate this, your children will be next.
So if I can't shoot rabbits, then I can't shoot fashion.
Yes, Hound of the Manic Street Preachers. If you tolerate this, your children will be next. Well, it's about all we've got time for this week from Radio Resistance Chesterfield, so over to you. If you'd like to contact us with a request or a dedication, if you'd like to fill us in on some activity that's happening in your area, whether it be a strike, whether it be a union meeting, what have you, which you'd like to promote here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield. If you're in a band and you'd like us to air your music, either which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can contact us by email at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. Or you can phone or text us on 0793 479 3041. That's 0793 479 3041. Or you can search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield in Facebook, like our page. Even if you hate the page, you can you can still like it on Facebook, and then you can send us a message via Facebook, or you can leave a post on the Facebook wall. And if you're listening to Radio Resistance for the first time on someone else's computer, or even by a radio, if your next door neighbour's listening on the computer and they've got it wired up to a pocket pirate and you're listening to us on FM, you can find us online at radioresistance.sail.to. That's radioresistance.sail.to. Or you can find us at www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. That's www.reddisability.org/radio-resistance. And also, you can send us an MP3 of yourself speaking. You can send us a MP3 of indeed yourself and announcing a record, as you heard Tim being rather creative earlier on in the broadcast. Or alternatively, if you don't trust your MP3, or rather, if you don't trust your email to be able to handle the big file of an MP3, you could put yourself speaking or what have you up online via SoundCloud or what have you, and send us a link to it. Either which way, we'll air it in the next broadcast. Anyway, like I say, that's about all we've got time for this week, so I'm going to sign off with this next track by Faithless. This is going out to Linda Lou over in Clown.
Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
Reasons.
Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
Hope to see you Monday or Thursday, or if not, catch you next week.
It's a Saturday night, full crew stepping at the function. Keith Lawrence is a weapon of mass destruction. Brixton DJ and he played the funk, son. A local hero, yo, but now he ain't unsung. Jimmy brought rum, you looking for clean cups. No snacks here, you won't be dancing on peanuts. Strictly hot food, keep you nice and strong, so you can go on and on and last long. Every time I hear this song, I will be played deep ground. The place tear down, dangerous on the door, seen it all before. Coats and bags on the floor by the decks, me next to DJ. I carry the swing, the Lero's eyes are closing, she exercising, everybody moving. As a unified swing, a gentle up and down thing, keeps you rolling, so
reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful.
Mark and Dave holding a corner, head nodding by the speaker, just cool, never known to free. Outside by the pool, on chairs and bar stools, other lovers, long-term man, newly discovered, some for romance, some in each other's pants, some debutantes with poolside veterans. What better than you catch a crisp daughter and grab a kiss with the moon resting on the water? Food still hot, pressure pot still steaming, is he screaming? He's not doing the cleaning while he's leaning back with a large grin left up to him. Party would simply start again.
He's not reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful.
party sway. Yo, I got more styles than Amsterdam, got ashtrays. I blaze in the shadows with my compadres, and I stays close to home where I'm known and praised. I was raised down south where running your mouth is something my people know all about. It's a semi-professional pastime. Gotta get the last line in, or it's your show. It's a Saturday night.
Come again!